WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program, even though it is going to be mid-50s later on today, right now, it's still only about 33 degrees. So keep that in mind as you're heading out. You're going to need a jacket to start your day, but you'll probably be taking it off maybe later on, which has basically been the story of the entire week, but it's definitely colder at night. Last night, I actually contemplated putting the heat on, and then I said, nah. I'll just put an extra layer of clothes on. And you know where I like to get some clothes? Burlington. I do like to shop at Burlington. And Burlington is coming to Fairhaven. We have the story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. What does this mean, though, for the Burlington and Dartmouth? Is that going to still be around? Looking at some of the other Burlingtons in the area, there's one in Fall River. There's one in Plymouth. There's one in Raynham. None of those are really too close to each other. So does this mean something's happening with Dartmouth? Because that's a big anchor store for the Dartmouth Mall now. What was that? That was Sears, right? That was the Sears portion of the mall. And now it's Burlington, but they do a good business over there. For every time I'm in there, it seems like it. So I can't imagine that one's going anywhere. But of course, as expected, the comments are coming in on this story on Facebook. I'm just going to look at some of the ones on the Fun 107 one first, because that's what I have open. But a lot of people mentioning that the Dartmouth store is always a disaster. The Dartmouth store is always messy. Of course, here's the people asking for Trader Joe's or Aldi or Whole Foods or all that stuff. But people saying that they avoid shopping at the Dartmouth Burlington. So maybe that's Burlington's answer here. Is maybe they say, hey, listen, we've done everything we can to try to keep that store better, and it doesn't work. Let's just give people an alternative that want to come here. Maybe that's the thinking. I mean, I know Burlington is a pretty similar size store to some TJ Maxx and some Marshalls, but you've got TJ Maxx in Wareham, you've got TJ Maxx in Dartmouth, you've got Marshalls in Fairhaven. They're all essentially the same store, and they all seem to do okay being in close proximity to each other. So maybe I'm overthinking it. But looking at more of these comments, you know, somebody saying, oh, that would have made the perfect Trader Joe's. Yeah, but you don't think that in 7 years, if Trader Joe's wanted to come here, they would have claimed that spot. They would have worked out a way to come here. They don't want to come here. That spot sat empty for 7 years. We never got so much, you know, we usually get tipped off to some things that are coming. We never got so much of a sniff of anybody that was looking to move into that spot. Do you think all of a sudden Trader Joe's is going to be like, oh, you mean we could have had that space? Oh, well, I guess we lost out to Burlington. You don't think Trader Joe's would have been perfect for Shaw's? Or even half of Shaw's, which was still empty until just the other day we found out Harbor Freight is coming in. So they've had their opportunities. They don't want to come here. Same thing with Whole Foods. It's not like the people who work for them, who do location scouting for them, have never looked in this area. I'm sure they're aware of all of the, and the people, the developers that own these properties, reach out to those companies. Hey, just to let you know, we've had somebody move out. We've got this prime spot open. Okay, thanks. We'll take it under advisement. So it's not like they didn't know about this and that they didn't have the opportunity for 7 years. Instead of just being happy that somebody's coming to town to take up the empty space, let's bitch because it's not the people that we wanted to have move into that space. I'm going to just put it out there. If it matters that much to you to have a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's that close to you, move somewhere closer to a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods. I'm really tired of reading those comments every single time a new place is coming. Somebody could build a photo mat booth in the middle of the parking lot here at the radio station. Remember photo mat booths? Those little tiny booths that you would drop off your film and they would develop it. And they sent it out to have it developed. They didn't do it there. And then you would come back and you could pull up and then give you your photos. I know we don't even need those anymore, but we could build a photo mat booth in the middle of the parking lot here at Sconic Neck Plaza. And somebody online would be like, it should have been a Whole Foods. They could have put a Trader Joe's in there. It's not happening. I hope that it does. I would love to come on the radio someday and be like, hey, I was wrong. I've been telling you guys for years that Trader Joe's and Whole Foods aren't coming here, but we got the great news that they are. But it's been all these years and we haven't had one come yet. So I feel pretty confident in saying, especially when we send emails to them and say, hey, have you looked in this area? And we don't get any response. Pretty confident in saying that they're not coming here anytime soon. So you can keep saying it all you want. You can put that comment 200 times on Facebook under every place that opens. But unless you're actually reaching out to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's to tell them that you want them to come here, they're not seeing it. As much as I'd like to think everybody reads my articles, I feel fairly certain that my article about Burlington coming to Fairhaven did not end up in the hands of the location scouts for Trader Joe's. But people overwhelmingly seem positive about the idea of it being a Burlington and overwhelmingly are also saying they hope that it is cleaner than Dartmouth. And I will say this, the last time I went into Dartmouth, it was damn near perfect. The last time I went into Dartmouth, everything was neat and clean and nothing was on the floors and things seemed to be in the right spots. I didn't hear 200 shoe alarms going off all at the same time. Everything seemed to be in pretty good shape. Coincidentally, we had just talked about on the radio and taken phone calls about how much of a disaster it is in there most of the time. So I don't know if somebody heard it and said, we better clean this place up. They don't care about what I'm saying, but they care about you, the Burlington shopper, calling in and saying it. So I haven't been in there in a few weeks. I hope that it's still the same. Sorry, caller, if you want to call back, 508-996-0500. I had put you on hold, but maybe I didn't do it right. But this is the reaction that is common. Why can't it be this? Why can't you just be happy with what it is? Why can't you just say, oh, thank God that empty store is now going to be filled. It's going to be generating tax revenue. It's going to be employing local people. It's going to be giving people that might not have normally gone to Fairhaven Commons another reason to go there. And maybe now they'll also go to Marshall's. And maybe while they're there, they'll shop at the pet store. And perhaps they'll join Planet Fitness. So I don't know. I get it. A Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's would be nice, yes. But also, neither one of them wanted to come here in 7 years of that building being empty. And how many years was Shaw's empty before Job Lot moved in? I think it was like five or six. They've had ample opportunity to come into a nice spot, ready made for them. No need to construct from scratch. And they didn't have any interest. 508-996-0500. We can talk more about that. We can also talk more about that story about Fiesta Shows implementing a new policy for minors attending their carnivals. This policy is in place in Kingston this weekend, which is happening at the Kingston Collection, the old Independence Mall. The carnival will then be coming to Dartmouth next weekend. So far, Kingston is the only event on their page. Because what happened was, is I saw it going around social media, and I reached out to Fiesta Shows via their Facebook page, and I said, this is going around. I don't see it on your social media. I don't see it on your website. Can you confirm that this is true? And the person that answered me from that account said, it is true. It's on our event page for the Kingston Carnival. And I hadn't gone that deep into the site. So then I went over and I saw it and I was like, oh, okay. And then I responded back, is this the new policy going forward? Because that's what is being posted online and this will affect, you know, Dartmouth. And they saw it. They saw the message. I didn't get a response. So the caller earlier suggested that this could have just been something that Kingston was requiring, the town of Kingston was requiring, or Kingston Police Department was requiring, but they didn't tell me that. What I can do is later on, when I get off the air, I can reach out to Kingston Police, the Kingston Town Administrator, I can ask them. I can send another message to Fiesta Shows. Now, to be fair, sometimes you get that little icon that says that the message was seen from a page that has automated response and things like that. So it may say that it was seen, but it might not have been seen by a physical person yet. But I will follow up because I want to know if that will affect you bringing your kids to the Dartmouth Carnival next weekend. Some of you might have been in that same position like I mentioned before. My family had five kids. Now, most of the time when we went to something, my mom and my dad were both there. My mom only worked a couple days a week. My dad worked daytime. So if we were going to go to the carnival on a Thursday night, we were all together. But what if it was a Saturday afternoon when my mom was working? My dad said, well, you know what? I'll bring the kids to the carnival. There was five of us. He wouldn't have been allowed to bring us all in without another adult under this new policy because one adult can only be there for up to four people. How many of you have kids? You want to bring the kids to the carnival. You're a single parent family. You want to bring the kids to the carnival, but they want to bring their friends or they want to bring their cousins. Well, you're going to need more adults if there's more than four. So again, we don't know for sure that this is going into place for the Dartmouth Carnival, but that's the question here. Is this going to be the new rule going forward? 508-996-0500. Either way, just for people going to the Kingston Carnival this weekend, I don't know when that was posted to their website. I hope they got enough advance notice because otherwise there was probably a lot of people showing up to be let in last night that were going to be surprised by this information. That's why I tried to get the story. As soon as I saw it, I tried to get the story out as quickly as I could to hopefully get it in front of some people who would be going there and save them the trouble. For anybody who walks around a carnival without a big group of kids, it sounds like a great idea, right? No child under 18 can be there without adult supervision. And that adult must be with that child at all times. Many of us think, oh, that's so great because of all the kids running around and causing problems and all of that. But the people who have those kids are like, what? I don't want to go to the carnival. I just want to drop my kids off so I can go shopping in the mall for a couple of hours in peace. My kids are 17. I don't need to be there with them. Or the 17-year-old that wants to go on a date. As the caller pointed out, can drive themselves to the carnival. Going to drive to my girlfriend's house or drive to my boyfriend's house and pick them up, bring them to the carnival, have a nice date. I know I did it when I was dating. But then you show up. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in with an adult. You're both only 17. What? I certainly wasn't bringing my parents on one of my dates. So it's, you know, there's the good side of it and there's the side of it that makes you shake your head and say, is this really going to work for Fiesta? Are they costing themselves money? Are they going to enforce it? Is this just a show? No pun intended. Fiesta shows. But what do you think? 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. App. Can't not be happy when you hear that song, Supergrass. You probably know that song mostly from the Clueless soundtrack, but the video itself is really fun. So check it out if you have a moment. You can see it on YouTube. Supergrass, All Right. And one person who's definitely all right is Phil Devitt. He's in the WBSM newsroom. He's got all the stories for you. When we come back on the other side, we can get a reaction to them. Also coming up in the next hour, we're going to be learning about gardening. About fine gardening. So we'll have a guest joining us a little bit later on to talk about that. And we'll take your calls on that too. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil in the WBSM newsroom.
Arrests across the United States over Gaza protests. Trump's hush money trial continues in New York. And teen alcohol and e-cigarette use on the rise.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested in the past 2 weeks for protesting the Gaza war. NBC's Liz Krutz reports.
Coast to coast, growing protests on more college campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. From George Washington University to Northeastern to Emory in Atlanta, where police in riot gear clashed with demonstrators.
I go to the
Anti-Israel protests have sprung up across the country since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. The New York Times says since then, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, including in Boston, and over 400 protesters have been arrested for refusing to disperse. Details of National Enquirer publisher David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court Thursday. NBC's Vaughn Hilliard has more details after Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony. Hillary and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen over alleged payments made to Stormy Daniels.
Pecker said he told his right-hand man at the Inquirer not to pay Daniels the $120,000 she was seeking because they'd already shelled out tens of thousands of dollars to keep other stories about Mr. Trump quiet.
Trump's attorneys in their cross-examination tried to lay the groundwork that celebrities and media members working together to kill stories is nothing out of the ordinary. Court is set to resume this morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading back home from China after 3 days of meetings with Chinese officials. Blinken called his three-hour meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi extensive and constructive. Wang said a major question between the U.S. and China is if the two countries should keep to the right direction of moving forward with stability or if they're going to, quote, return to a downward spiral. A new report says the company that owns TikTok would rather shut it down in the U.S. than sell it. According to The Guardian, sources at ByteDance say the algorithms that the social media app relies on are considered too important to the company's overall operations, which would make a sale of the app with its algorithms, quote, highly unlikely. Colombia has become the first country to restrict the import of U.S. beef due to cows testing positive for bird flu. The USDA announced on its website this week that the South American country is banning beef products from cattle slaughtered in 8 U.S. states where dairy cows have tested positive for the avian influenza. And the World Health Organization says teen use of alcohol and e-cigarettes is alarming. Brian Shook reports.
In a new analysis, the WHO said the findings show a concerning picture. The most commonly used substance among adolescents is alcohol, with more than half of 15-year-olds saying they've tried it at least once. Nearly 1 in 10 teens say they've been drunk, with the rate increasing among older teens. The WHO said it's a sign of how available and normalized alcohol is for youth, and nearly 1 in 3 15-year-olds said they've used electronic cigarettes at some point. I'm Brian Shook.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Guardians 6-4 last night. Boston hosts the Chicago Cubs next for a three-game series beginning tonight at Fenway Park. The Celtics and Miami Heat in Game 3 Saturday night. The series is tied. And the Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 4 Saturday night. Boston leading 2-1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're wrapping up the work week with some patchy frost out there and also some patchy fog. The temperature in the mid to low 30s, turning mostly sunny this morning and this afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Temperature in the lower 50s, 32 and clear overnight tonight, sunny and mid 50s by tomorrow. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I got that up, put up a pump, pump, but I can be fireball, diddly bump. There I come, Sophina Piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. From my feet, hip by dribbity, drop the hit. The books get on your walk, and spark out those skits. Shit, drags and double tracks, and swiggity smacks some wits, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my hearty, Jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone. Skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity spark the bread. So, dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pet. Some lava fat. They wanna pet. Some lava fat. They wanna pet.
That's what we need. We need more DOS effects to get us up and ready in the morning. And there you go. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in, you can also send in app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Coming up at 9 o'clock on South Coast Now, I can promise you Chris has more of those clips from the Finance Committee Zoom meeting to play for you. If you heard some of those clips yesterday, you probably wanted to see the whole meeting for yourself. I know that not everybody has Facebook access, and you can set Facebook settings, I believe, so that people can still see your stuff even if they don't have Facebook, but for some reason that's not set for the New Bedford Cable Network page. So you have to be a Facebook member to watch the video on Facebook until they load it up onto the New Bedford Cable Network website. So it was a public meeting. And as a public meeting, I believe anybody really in the public has access to it. So I took it and threw it up on the WBSM YouTube channel. So if you want to watch it and see it for yourself and you don't have Facebook, you can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/WBSM1420. Or just go right to our website. We have a little icon for YouTube up there you can click on. And you can watch the meeting in its entirety. But Chris will have more clips to play for you from that meeting. More discussion about that. And it's just, I was shaking my head. I try to give the city councilors a lot of leeway in the things that go on. And, you know, I try to present when people come at it with, you know, like just for an example. When people call in and complain about Linda Morad not being at the meeting, the Ward 1 meeting that Leo Chiquette held, I try to say, well, maybe she had something else going on. Maybe she had a previous appointment. Maybe she told Councillor Chiquette she couldn't make it. You know, just trying to present the other side. Do I really believe it? No, but I'm trying to present the other side. But I think from the exchange that they had in that meeting, it was pretty clear why she wasn't there. And if this is a grudge, which has been suggested by some people, and again, I've never talked to Councillor Morad about this, so I don't know that this is the case. I talked to her about Councillor Markey, who is a friend of hers, not returning to the council. We, you know, during the segment that we used to do where she would call in on Fridays when she was the president, she talked about, you know, how she was saddened by the fact that he lost. But she never told me I'm upset that Leo Chiquette defeated Brad Markey. She never told me I'm upset that Leo Chiquette ran against Brad Markey. But some have speculated that that's what the basis of this apparent animosity is. And if that's true, I'd like to think that it isn't. But if it is, that clip in context makes a lot of sense. So Chris will play that for you again, I'm sure, multiple times coming up this morning. But you can see it in the meeting. It happens about 2:41. And I could play it for you, but I don't want to step on Chris's toes. Instead, I'll just tease it and say if you really want to hear it, you'll have to wait for his show. Now, I disagree with Chris on the Zoom meetings being an issue. I don't think that it's an issue. I think Zoom meetings are great. And I think your meetings going forward should be a hybrid of Zoom and in-person meetings. In fact, the way that I would have it, if I had my druthers and if I was in charge of setting all this up, I would have the meeting in the council chambers, but the ability to bring people on to Zoom on a big screen in the council, you know, the big TV that they moved the benches for. And I would have that ability for people to zoom in to the meeting happening in the chambers, whether it be a counselor that couldn't be there physically, whether it be, and again, this is all dependent on the state laws, which are extended to 2025. But maybe there's somebody who wants to speak, but can't make it in physically. They could be brought in via Zoom. But I don't have a problem with the Zoom meetings. My problem is how the Zoom meetings are distributed to the public. That's my problem. The fact that those run on the Facebook page of New Bedford Cable Network, and I'm not trying to bash the people over there. They're all great people. I love them. But they're not being given the best technology solutions for getting this done. That meeting should also be carried on television, should also be immediately available on the New Bedford Cable Network website. It doesn't take that long to download a Zoom video and upload a Zoom video. I downloaded that video from Facebook in 3 minutes. I uploaded that video to our YouTube. It took about 15 minutes. So it can be done. It can be done much quicker. They need to be given the resources to make it happen. Those videos should be linked up onto the page where they have all the meetings that happen in the council chambers instead of having a blank space where there's no video. There should be a link over to whether it's housed on the New Bedford Cable Network page or the Facebook or whatever. There should be a link to it. These are all things that are pretty easy to accomplish. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
Hey, Gilly. How you doing?
How you doing? Good. You know, I appreciate you. You finally backed me up, what I've been saying about Linda Moran. Okay? She is a very vindictive person.
I want to clarify. I did not back you up. I said I can see where that might be the case. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that's definitely the case.
No, you're right. You're right. Let me rephrase it. I've been calling her a tyrant for a long time. I worked for her for nine and a half years. So I know who she attacks. She's attacked every city councilor in that chambers on record, not behind people's backs. And I could name them, but you know what I mean? And some of them, she is very bitter that Mitchell beat her in her ward when she ran for mayor against him at every precinct. I could understand that Cabral could beat her because of her name recognition. But who now was John Mitchell at the time? I worked on that campaign for her. She's attacked everybody. She shouldn't be on that council. Taking a shot at a new city council, she lived in that ward. She could have walked there. Her house is right behind the school. She didn't attend, but the other four city councilors a lot showed up. Okay? I mean, she's the cancer in that program of the city councilors. I mean, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. They talk about spending money foolishly. Do you realize that she started having cops there at subcommittee meetings, which they never had? And they get paid over $52 an hour, and they're guaranteed 4 hours. They had a meeting the other day, 6 minutes. They had to get paid for 4 hours. And they walk around like she has an escort outside to protect her because she's afraid of Carlos Felix and me. And look what she does on film. She attacks me.
Well,
you know, no, I'm just saying that she's a very vindictive person.
I was going to say, I guess the one advantage of the Zoom meetings is you save that money, right? You don't need a police protection in your own home, so.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, but also think about the people that, like myself, that 72 years old senior citizens that are dinosaurs, that can't get to those things.
Right, and you know, I would also say in those particular cases, if, you know, as I'm talking about how I would lay it all out, in those particular cases, if you are having a meeting via Zoom, there should be a place where people can come and watch that Zoom meeting on a big screen. Maybe that's the council chambers. Maybe that's another room. Maybe that's an auditorium somewhere. But they should have a publicly accessible area for people to go and see that for people that don't even have access to a computer.
You want to hear something funny that you probably that you don't know or some of the people that out there that listen to this don't know? Some of those city councilors are in the chamber when they're doing Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, they're not down there. Yeah, they're not down in the basement of their houses. And you notice that, let me put it this way, even on your program when you used to have her, right, she never took any calls or anything. She hasn't taken any calls for over a year from her constituents. And the people that have the Zoom meetings is the people that don't want to be bothered with their constituents. Okay, there's no reason why the other day they also had Brian Pereira's on Zoom. It was him and Linda, both of them on Zoom. Why? Because they don't want to be seen. They don't want to take questions from the constituents. She's a very vindictive person. I've been saying that. I mean, she attacked me. And she's trying to say she's afraid of me. She moved. The chief of police was at the podium.
Oh, I got to... I gotta hold you there because I'm up against a break.
Well, like I said, just people, open your eyes. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I do have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usherette's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said.
Well, he's and just welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And a reminder coming up in the next hour, right? What could you do with $30,000? Would you pay someone to do your spring cleaning for you? Plan the ultimate summer vacation? Would you pay off a big chunk of your mortgage? It may sound impossible, but with Win Cash, it's not. We want you to win cash up to $30,000. Today is your final day to listen and hear those hourly codes, 10 codes every day between the 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours. But today is the last day. Once you hear the code, go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, click on Win Cash, and then enter to win that enter that hour's code. Each hour's code enters you to win $100, plus each one is an entry for the grand prize of $30,000. Win Cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services and Hair in Motion Cosmetology.